Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. I, yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Yeah.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre-knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all have tear off me garments. And I'm all becoming a me apartment boy. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
For a while. I'm into you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know? Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you even... Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation.
I'll do it for you.
You put me in an awkward situation.
Now what am I supposed to do? right, all right. Peace to the gods, peace to the gods. Hope everyone is doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. Let me start these lives out. All right, I am live on the gram. I am live on YouTube. Let me start Facebook. I am live on Facebook. All right, peace to the God, peace to the gods. Yo, we got the webinar up on the site, jonahbay.com, battle ready webinar and templates on the site of jonahbay.com. If you missed that webinar, you can go to jonahbay.com and buy it with the templates. For everyone else that was on the webinar, y'all should have the discount code. And y'all will get it for a reduced price, a very reduced price. So go to jonahbay.com and check that out. We got a new video up there on Patreon. So go to patreon.com, search Jonah Bay. Check out that lesson up there. With that being said, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of so-called teachers out there that's trying to divide y'all. Some of them will say y'all are Indians. Some of them will say that you are Hebrew or the Israelites. Some of them will say you are Moors. And they're right. They're all right. But they want to keep y'all divided. Problem is, the people that want to keep y'all divided, either they're doing it on purpose or they don't know their history. They don't know enough of their history, right? So I'm going to put y'all on some game. You got the King James Bible. That's a recent Bible. Last 200-300 years, no longer than that. Did you know that? The Bible before that, the Geneva Bible, it goes back to the early, mid-1500s, right? So, if you go, and I put it in the chat, let me put it in the chat for YouTube and Facebook, so y'all know what I'm talking about. Seems like YouTube is moving extremely slow. All right, I got it in YouTube. Now let me put it in Facebook. And that's just one verse. Jeremiah 38:7 in the Geneva Bible, right? I told y'all I was going to go through this for you. So, it says, and this is a 1599 Geneva Bible. It says, now, when Ebed-Melech, ye, black Moor, one of the eunuchs, which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, then the king sat in the gate of Benjamin. See, all throughout the Geneva Bible, they call you Moors. Now, if you go into the King James Bible, they changed the word Moor. Black Moor. They put Hebrew. They put Ethiopian. They put Cushite. They didn't want to know. They didn't want y'all to know y'all were always called Moors before Hebrew. The first Hebrew king was called a Moor before he was called Hebrew. King James was a Hebrew. They changed the language. Y'all were called Moor. All right, let's go to another one. Jeremiah 38, 12 through 14. And it says, and Ebed-Blackmore said to Jeremiah, put down these old rotten rags and worn under my armholes between the cords, and Jeremiah did so. Once again, right there, calling you a Moor again. All throughout the Geneva Bible, all you're going to hear is more this, more that. So y'all want to pick up the Geneva Bible and start studying that. I told y'all, as y'all go back in the past, y'all are going to get more and more truth. So, the words, Hebrew, Indian, all of that is replacements for the word more. Now, ain't that something? That's something indeed, isn't it? Now, I'm going to take y'all to, we're going to get into a little banking right now. I just wanted to dispel that. Everyone think they teachers, but they ain't teaching us correctly. I be up on my Patreon giving y'all little lessons on the Bible of things y'all can use today and to help y'all. I got a video up there called The Harlot. You really want to check that one out. That's a must. That's a must. I'm trying to get it cut up into snippets, and I'm going to put it on social media, YouTube and all that, the snippets. All right? So 31 CFR 225.2. These are definitions. Now, if you know anything about 31 CFR dealing with banking, it's dealing with the Treasury Department relating to money and finance, the Bureau of Fiscal Service and all that. So you're going to have to read the whole 31 CFR. A lot of y'all ain't doing it. I know what y'all doing because I can tell by y'all's conversation y'all not doing it. But I'm going to give you the definitions so the ones that are doing it, they know what those means according to that law, 31 CFR. All right, so agency means a department, agency, or instrumentality of the United States government. So every time they say agency, it's the United States government, the corporation. Authenticate. Instruction means to verify the instructions received are from a bond official. So then you want to click on the blue word. What is bond official? Bond official means an agency official having authority under the federal law or regulation to approve a bond with surety or sureties and to approve a bond secured by government obligations. Now, that tells you right there, only the banks and the government can be a bond official. So they're the only ones that can actually use the bonds and to put sureties with the bonds. A lot of these gurus is out there is telling you, y'all can make a bond. This is another reason why the secure party creditor process don't work. They tell you to do a bond, like you can do something. You can't make a bond because you're not a bond official. This is what the law is saying. The United States government's laws is saying, right? Bearer. Bearer means the ownership of the government obligation. It is not recorded. Title to such an obligation passes or delivery without endorsement and without notice. A bearer obligation is payable on its face to the holder at either maturity or call. So we're going to go into government obligation. What is that? A government obligation means a public debt obligation of the United States. Now, if y'all peeping what it's saying, it's saying every time you write a security, it's a government obligation. You ain't supposed to pay it. They got to pay it. So we're reading 31 CFR to see how to get them to pay everything where you don't have to pay it yourself. Okay? Then it goes on to say, government and an obligation whose principal and interest is unconditionally guaranteed by the United States government. So did y'all know that every bill is unconditionally a bill of the United States every time y'all sign? Interesting. You learn a lot when you're reading these goddamn laws, don't you? Now let's look up the word bearer. It's in blue. So we click on bearer. Bearer means that the ownership of the government obligation is not recorded. Title to such an obligation passes by delivery without endorsement and without notice. A bearer obligation is payable on the face to the holder at either maturity or call. Now, do y'all know the so-called bills y'all get at home are bearer securities? The question is, how do you cash it in? How do you cash it in? So you don't have to pay. So the government will pay it for you. You have to learn what to do with the bearer security. Did you know that? Are people telling you that? And if they're telling you that, are they reading the laws to you on how to do it? Yeah, ain't no one like Jonah Bay. By the way, a lot of y'all have been on this so-called path to freedom. It's fraud. It's fraud. The people that teach it, she's fraudulent. Tamika's fraudulent. Her second buku on YouTube is all on YouTube exposing all the fraud, stealing money. She keeps on shutting down her website because there's people up there asking for their money back. There's a whole bunch of fraud going on that y'all ain't hearing. She's never gotten any remedy, thing that she taught. And the information she taught wasn't hers at all. She doesn't even understand the laws. Now, you don't have to believe me. But if you go to my Instagram page, I got the link for the video in YouTube on the fraud that her partner put down. You know what I mean? The woman that's telling you about it, she's the one that owned the website and the Path to Freedom website name and the Cash App that y'all paid. She was the one that gave the money to Tamika. What's up with that? And she specifically said, anyone she say is copying her, she's really copying them. And every time she dissed, she wanted to put my name in the mix. Crazy. Crazy. So y'all need to do y'all research. Y'all keep on thinking, oh, it's easy. I'm going to find this. I'm going to find that. No, the fuck you're not. Not without knowing the law. The law is how you enforce things. So if you ain't got no law, it ain't working. Ain't that a bitch? But it's Consultation Wednesday. I think King K. Logan 83 said he watched all 8 series of the girl revealing the fraud of Tamika. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing. You might want to pick up my discharge injunction, which works. Now, if my discharge injunction doesn't work for you, it's because you haven't read your contract. So if your contract says you couldn't pay it that way, then you can't pay it that way. You know what I mean? You have to read the contract that you signed to know if you can discharge it that way. But they have to give you remedy. Now, how many of y'all know how to read y'all's contract? If y'all don't, then you need to join my Patreon. I have a series up there that teaches you arbitration. And in that series, I show you how to read the contract and what you're looking for, the discharge. Now, I also show you how to do UCC 1 and 3 so you own the security before the bank does. But see, I'm teaching you law. I'm teaching you the actual UCC law. Every contract that you ever signed was written according to the actual UCC laws, right? You got to know the law. But let me open up the call lines. I didn't talk my shit tonight. I'm going to 650-323. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay.
What up, God?
Oh, everything is beautiful, wonderful, magnificent, and great.
Oh, shit. Sure is.
You know, I never followed that Tamika. I never got around to it, but I guess I didn't miss anything. Huh?
You didn't waste your – good. You didn't waste no money or no time.
Exactly, exactly. So I just want to say before we get into this, y'all hit the like button on YouTube and stop being weird.
Facts.
So on Monday, you talked about those official oaths that you had.
Yes.
And you showed us, well, yeah, on Monday. But did you put those in a non-UCC as well?
No. Why would I have to put them on the record? They're already on the record.
Okay.
Now, see how you utilize those, right? The proper way to utilize them is I have a webinar called Stripping Their Sovereign Immunity I did like last month. You have to put in something called a notice of suit. When you put in the notice of suit, you put in your complaint on how they violated the right that you have protected by the Constitution. And then you put in the oaths of office in evidence to say this is how the ticket I got is a violation of the Constitution, this is how it violates the Constitution, and this guy had an oath to uphold the Constitution. I want my payday. So when you do that notice of claim, then it runs through the insurance, and if your complaint is done properly, they'll settle with you. If not, then boom, you could now take them into court, federal court, the court of claims, either one. You could even do it on a state level. But you have to do, like the Bible says, you must first go to your enemy and agree with them before you take them into court. Most of this shit is Bible. Why you think I got to teach y'all the Bible now? Because you're not going to understand the laws without knowing the biblical law, the Old Testament. Yahshua said he came to fulfill the covenant, not to create a new one. There's not supposed to be a New Testament. But since y'all don't know the Old Testament, you don't know it's not supposed to be a New Testament. The New Testament is the one that they use to make y'all sin. They tell you that the Old Testament doesn't apply no more. The laws and the rules and the wisdom of your ancestors don't apply no more. Y'all could do whatever y'all want now. Just got to ask for forgiveness from Jesus. Jesus never existed. Jesus is a straw man to Yahshua. Yahshua was flesh and blood that actually lived. No one lived named Jesus. This is why I got to teach the Bible. Because believe it or not, what y'all don't know, all of your preachers are your enemies. The preachers are the days, the Moorish days that stole your history and turned y'all into Negro, black, colored, African Americans and all that and teach you all that. They don't teach you any of the laws. They turned you into goyims or infidels or Gentiles. If you were following the laws, you'd be rich. You would have no issues. Yeah, they couldn't charge you, interest. None of that stuff applies to you. All these rules and regulations only apply to Gentiles. Goyim.
Now, you knew, I knew all of this that you just told me. You know how I knew it?
How you know?
Because I was on the build yesterday, and you talked about it. You went in heavy on it. But yeah, it's all good, man. Keep up the good work, God.
All right, thank you, God.
All right, peace.
And you know why I call you God?
Mm.
I went through that shit on the build yesterday.
Yeah,
only
you did, but don't
into the New Testament. Oh, that's sacrilegious. He calling people God. It is written that y'all are gods.
Mm-hmm.
Many times in the Bible. But y'all don't know it because y'all following the New Testament, which is a sin.
Right. Right.
But wonderful talking to you. Let me get to the next caller. Peace, God.
Peace.
All right. I'm going to 904-412. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hello?
904-563.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What's up, brother?
All right. All right, Jonah Bay. Peace to the God.
Peace, God.
I won't be on the line long, but thanks for everything, brother. And I'm glad you brought up that about how they look at us as Indians and all that.
Yeah,
I'm about to do something you had talked about some years ago with your daughter about putting them in the public school, or should I not? And because I was filling out the application, and when I seen how I said Indians and all that, I said, before I fill this out, I'm looking for guidance from him. I know you mentioned...
trying to do the SF-181?
That's what I need to fill out?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying SF-181 don't even work. That's still for the goyims to fill out.
Right. I heard you say... That's why I'm asking, when we try to put our little children in school at an early age before 8 years old, we just got to just act like we just operating in the public, correct?
No, that ain't what I did.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. How would you guide me?
First of all, my daughters don't have a birth certificate.
Right. I've got
right?
my children authenticated by the process that you
have-
said.
She don't have a social security card either.
Ah.
Now, if you look up, what is it called? The ordinance. One second. It's messing with my mind right now. It's called the ordinance. I'm trying to think of the full name of it.
Okay.
Give me a second. Of 1787, they guaranteed that they have to provide schooling for the Indians, right?
Okay.
Well, I'm an Indian. They can't stop your daughter from going to school. She don't need a social or none of that. All you got to do is prove she was born here in the United States, one of the states. You know what I mean? You got affidavits and all that of her being born? That's
you said
the question, brother.
You said I have an affidavit on her being a Moor? I don't have an affidavit on her being a Moor. I don't have that.
I didn't say Moor. I said of her being born.
Oh, yeah. I got the. I've authenticated that birth certificate, like you said to do. When I heard you say you get your daughter.
See, that's fucked up. She got a birth certificate. You going to have to. Do she got a social?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I didn't find out.
I'm asking you a question, bro. You're not answering my questions.
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Pay attention and listen, bro. Does she have a social security number?
Yes, she does.
You got to put her in regular. She a 14th Amendment citizen, God.
That's what I was asking you.
She's nothing like my daughter. She's regular like everyone else. You're going to have to do paperwork to get her out of being a 14th Amendment citizen. Just put her in regular.
That's what I'm saying, Donna Bailey. I went and got her birth certificate already authenticated.
I understand that you said that. That has nothing to do with putting her in school, though.
Right. And so when I do put her in the school, I just got to do it the regular way. That's why I was asking.
Do it the regular way. Yup. All
right. But we can still list on there. If it
you already working on getting her out by doing the authentication, but you got to put her in the regular way. She has to do all the things that you have to do to come out of it.
I'll be asking for guidance on that later on then. And
no problem.
My next question, I know you got on me before about this, but I somewhat froze up a little bit. But I'm looking for clarity as well. Well, we're signing that affidavit and going into that to that real estate part, the tax assessor, for the claim and ownership. We need to have two witnesses with us, right?
You do not.
You do not. Then no
longer. All you have to do is do an affidavit of ownership. Go down and put it in the real estate department in the miscellaneous file.
The name that we'll put on that affidavit is our straw man's name, correct?
It's according to Rule 20, it's supposed to be.
That's what you don't have to tell me no more. That's what I was reading. I read it 10 times today. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, man, I just want to be sure before I go,
because
I'm having my daughter.
I got you. Now you sure, God?
Now I'm sure.
Yeah, go get it done. Peace, God. I'll talk to you again next week.
All right, brother.
All right, peace. All right, I'm going to 530-487. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, magnanimous Jonah Bay, illustrious teacher. Give thanks
Ashe.
Ashe, I hope that everything is well. Give thanks for large sums of money and cash money that flow to us and enrich all of us and the health and wealth that come to all of us individually and collectively.
Man, I wish to say for everyone else, and I'm going to help them get paid. Yeah, I mean.
So quick question I had, Jonah, was on the on the SS4 forum, trying to get that corrected for my daughter, because she did get that, like, kind of like the brother that was saying before, but she was already put under that before we got into the venue, into your information. But
yes.
Do you said you don't sign that one? I wanted to know, because I'm in the builds, in the back, on the Patreon, and I wanted to know, can I use the UPU? Should I use the UPU process in putting those applications in?
You're trying to take over our application. Yeah, you can put the stamps on and all of that. But let's say if you're trying to really take over the application, the most important thing to do is the one and the three.
The one
and
the three,
you can put
for sure
the stamps and everything on it. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, for sure. Because you had mentioned in the privatization bill that you didn't have to sign the SS4. But the W-8 bin, do you sign that as the creditor
I don't even want you to do the W-8 bin or none of that. I got a workshop coming in the next month. By the end of by the middle or the end of next month, I want you to look at that. I got a much easier and better way.
All right. Say less. Give thanks to the God.
Hold,
peace to
hold
the God.
Your horse.
All right
then.
For sure.
All right, peace, God. All right, I'm going to call a 470-522. Peace to the God. Peace. Boy, I don't know if I'm going to make it, y'all. I'm drinking this water. I got to go to the bathroom.
Hey,
coming up out of me. I'm waiting. Do what you got to do. But anyway, brother, what's up with you?
Peace, God. I had a situation, right? Where I got locked up in Walton County, so I'm gonna do the court of fraud. Like,
you got knocked up?
Yeah, I'm out now though. It's been a case that was
You mean locked up? Locked
yeah,
up,
got,
not knocked
yeah,
up.
Locked.
I was about to my say, you hanging out with Diddy?
Yeah, my nose a little stopped up, but
I thought you was hanging out with Diddy. You got knocked up.
Oh no.
No nah. Diddy, no Diddy.
No Diddy. Yeah, no Diddy. I don't play like that. Nah, no Diddy. But
all right, so you got locked up, and what's up?
I got released, but the way they did my court case was they never gave me a toxicology. They never accounted for the evidence. But they never had the evidence, but they still, you know, processed me, sent me down the road, went through diagnostics and everything. So I'm thinking about doing a Rule Civil 60 fraud upon a court. So,
all right, you're going to need to get a consultation. I'm going to have to see what's really going on to get you out of that case with no problem, though. You didn't plead, did you?
Yeah, I took the plea and everything.
You took the plea?
Yeah, see, this was I got locked up. I did it. I was incarcerated for a year. And
yo,
I got
you.
Released.
Oh, the case is over then.
But even with proving fraud on the court, I can't really do much.
I got to see what you're talking about in the paperwork. You're going to have to explain it to me. And then maybe I can come up with something that you can get retribution. You know what I mean?
Right, because I'm trying to get my rights back restored because they had me on like 5 years of probation.
Right. I got you.
Okay, so I just book a consultation then.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace, God.
Peace, God. I'm going to call 321-277. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah Bay.
Peace, God.
Quick question for you. I got a partner, got arrested, traffic citation. He was in there 27 days.
Goddamn.
He signed paperwork. Yeah. He signed paperwork, put him on paper. Now he's doing his hearings. He put in the motion to compel discovery. Discovery dismissed. The judge wrote back twice. He did it twice. Dismissed the order. I mean, denied the order. He's going in tomorrow. So he's ready.
He's still gonna go in and say he wants discovery, and if you don't give me discovery, I want this. I want you. You're not being impartial, Judge. I need you to recuse yourself.
Okay.
That's all he's saying.
And,
I don't give a fuck.
And if they railroad him, just stand your ground.
Check this out. Y'all still not understanding the paperwork. The reason why I say that is the judge cannot talk about you can't get discovery. Discovery is a part of your rights protected by the Constitution. It guarantees that you get to face your accuser. It guarantees that it has to be a verified complaint. That means a complaint with a warrant to lock you up. It guarantees all that. The you don't give a fuck what the judge is saying. You say, that's what the fuck I need. Either you can do it, judge, and force them to do it, or recuse yourself. And I'll get at you later for a 241, 242, and then go get his goddamn oath of office and put in a claim to the insurance bond.
Gotcha. So does he need to put in any more paperwork in the morning?
No, he did the motion to dismiss, right? No, all he gonna do is talk about discovery. He ain't talking about nothing else, B.
Gotcha.
All right then. Peace,
Jonah.
Now, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna cut this show short. I gotta go bathroom. I can't wait no longer. I'm sorry. I'll talk to y'all again next week. Peace to the gods. And I had mad other callers, but I'm out.